Welcome back to CMU Athletics Connections Podcast. We've got two new head coaches on campus. I want to introduce them to you all. Kelly Terwilliger is our new field hockey coach, and James DeCosimo is our new women's soccer coach. Great to have you guys here.
Thank you, Amy, for having us.
Yeah, thanks, Amy.
So I guess it's great to have you here in two senses on this podcast, but then also being part of the CMU family, our new leaders and running your programs. So excited for everybody to hear and get to know you a little bit better. Kelly, how's it feel to be settled in as a new CMU head coach?
Well, you know what? We've been getting after it, and that's just been so rewarding. The team has been, I call them a bunch of sponges. We've been training for about a little over 4 weeks. And so they've just been absorbing everything, and same with me, just absorbing the whole culture of the athletic department and the small town, getting to know all the neighbors and the businesses around the area.
Well, James, same for you. I say settled. That's a little bit facetious of my part too, because you two have both been here. I think James, did you start December?
Yeah, I think 3 months.
And Kelly, you started in January.
Like end of January, first week of February.
So a long tenure here. But James, same for you. How's it feel to be settled in as the new head coach, as much as you can be settled with a few months under you?
Yeah, no, it's been good. I think retaining Keaton was a massive help to make the transition smooth. So that meant that I could focus on the things that I want to focus on, like the soccer itself. But no, overall, it's been great. Everyone's been very welcoming. It's been fun to get to know how things work here. And the team, you know, Alec O'Kelly, they've been absorbing everything. They want to be improving. They want to get where we want to be. So, yeah, overall, it's been great.
And James, you're from Stokesley, England, to all the way to Mount Pleasant. Why CMU? How does that happen?
Yeah, a couple of trips along the way. But I came to Michigan like 12 years ago. So I've been in the state since 2012. Played and coached here since then. So I've moved around the state, but I've always known of Central and kind of what the sleeping giant, their soccer program could be. So when that opportunity came up, I was super excited about that, and a chance to be at this level and take this program where it could go is something really exciting.
And Kelly, you're the eighth field hockey coach here for CMU in our program's history. You're from East Stroudsburg, PA. Same question. Why Central Michigan?
Well, I started off my coaching career actually in the MAC and won a couple of championships at a rival institution, and just always had respect for the conference. Close-knit conference, really competitive, and we added UMass and App State, which just makes it really, really a healthy Division I conference in general. But for me, James mentioned a sleeping giant. You know, when I look to take over a program, I look for a place that has a ton of potential, and this has it. And, you know, really the potential is with the athletes here. There's a great group that I get to work with every day that is prepared to take this next step for this program.
So, James, we mentioned that you've grown up in England, being around the game of soccer. Give us a little insight into what that's like for us here in the United States, who aren't, we're the soccer, not the football experts.
I'd say the big difference is just the culture. You know, like when I walk around my neighborhood, kids are playing basketball and football, whereas back in England, it's real football with your feet. Everyone's playing soccer. You know, you can go find a pickup game wherever. So that's probably the big difference. Obviously, the support and the amount of opportunities to go watch professional teams as well. I just say overall, the culture is just different. I think it's just growing. It's new, whereas it's obviously heavily established. But since I've been here and have been a part of youth soccer as well, I'd say that it's grown exponentially, and obviously the excitement of the World Cup being in this country this summer should also kick it on as well. So it's actually a really exciting time to be a part of soccer in this country, I think.
Kelly, you and I talked in an interview that a strength is that your dad's a coach, your brother's a coach, your family, you said aunts and uncles, and I said, wow, you learned all the good things about being a coach and probably all the bad things, even just passing the salt and pepper. So give everybody a little insight into your family background and coaching.
Yeah, no, that Thanksgiving table is we'll just say it's competition. I mean, my father growing up had a who's a child of the day mentality. So learned it, basically part of what we do here at Essential is we want competitors, and that all came from how I was raised. Compete in everything that you do. You're that's what the family is and known for. I was a three sport athlete. So my family really, really emphasized the importance of staying active and being a part of sports. That phone call home, my brother's a head Division II football coach, and God bless him, because in that life you're kind of doing everything but being the bus driver. We get to call each other and just reflect on things, get to keep each other current and what's going on out there. I love having the inside look at football programs. They're just run like at this intense and professional environment. So hearing what they're doing is and then also hearing what we're doing in the field hockey world, so there's a lot of crossover. I will tell you, it's extremely. My mother, who has to deal with my father, is on my brother's coaching staff. He's one of his assistant coaches. So my mom has loved us through the wins and losses. She's kind of the rock of the family, and we just love her so much and appreciate her.
Well, that's good to know. They say behind every good man, there's a great woman. And so, your mom is the rock. Or maybe we got 17 sports here. Maybe she can help me with that role.
She
She got a lot.
will be in the stands. Let me tell you, she's already figured out that flight from the Poconos. She will
Well,
be here rocking the colors.
I look forward to meeting them. James, you spent some time in the MAC and in Michigan, you mentioned a little bit. How much does that help you, the familiarity of taking this job, and tell everybody a little bit of more deeper about your Michigan roots, even as a player?
Yeah, so started in, like I said, here in 2012. I played for for Northwood in Midland down the road. So did my 4 years there. Started my coaching career at SVSU. Moved across to Grand Rapids, and was at Aquinas College. And then this most recently, I was at Western Michigan in the MAC and won the conference in a school that's become a bit of a powerhouse soccer program. And that just gave me great insights as to what it takes to win at this level, how they operate day to day. Obviously, some insights into the opponents that we'll face each year and their consistencies. So I do think it gives me a step up or helps me be more prepared. And then obviously just puts that Western target a little bit bigger because it becomes a bit even more important game for me. So yeah, just excited to be able to compete at the level, but also long-term win championships.
Well, I was thinking you were very strategic because we almost got done answering that without saying Western. But I think Kelly can top you because Kelly was actually an Ohio State grad. And she talked a little bit about her MAC time and her Midwest roots, but has some familiarity with this job because of she said coach in the MAC. But Kelly, tell everybody a little bit about your Ohio State ties and being in the MAC, how you're
Yes.
familiar with the CMU program.
Yes, I know. Well, we have a legendary Christy Freese coach here that I got to play against. And just she has she's an Ohio State alum, and with great respects, and her and my previous head coach Ann Wilkinson were very close, kind of a coaching unit together. So really for me, I got the opportunity after a few years after being college coach, I got the call to go back to Ohio State as an assistant coach and work under Ann Wilkinson. And Chrissy was still, pretty active in Ann's life. So, the stories of Chrissy kind of I always had in the back of my mind as a young coach, just great respect for her presence in the program that she put forward. We competed against CMU, pretty much every year of my playing career. And just to like, it was always like, as a Big Ten program, like we're gonna, we need, we, you can't sleep in these MAC games. The MAC athletes show up, they're tough, they're resilient, they're blue collar. They're gonna fight for for their wins. So always had great respect for the program overall as a competitor against them.
And Kelly, we talked a little about James' background, where he grew up. You grew up in Pennsylvania, which is considered one of the top states for field hockey in the US. How was growing up there, and how did you become so passionate about the sport?
Yeah, I mean, a little story about me is I came from a high school that did not produce college athletes on the daily. We had this football player, James Mungro, when I was like a eighth grader, who went on to go play football in Syracuse, and that was a big deal. And I looked at that and I, you know, just got that, all right, we can do it too. Our field hockey program wasn't the top. We had a cross country coach that, God bless Jill Connor. She was she helped with the program. And for me, I experienced success pretty early in my field hockey playing. I just was around the right coach at the right time who saw potential in me. And I was from a no known high school. That coach, Karen Klasner, grabbed on and said, hey, you can play with my club. I played with their club. And from there, I got picked up and was on some USA programs. And really, I was, it just had a ton of success early in the sport of field hockey. But being from East Stroudsburg, PA, I was the first field hockey athlete to go on and play Division I field hockey and kind of leave that legacy with that program. So as much as it is a hotbed, the Poconos area wasn't all that quite known for the field hockey. It's grown a ton over the last couple of years. But being that recruit who in the Pennsylvania hotbed where kids, you know, I played on a club program, an indoor program, where we had three Olympians that went on to go play in actually two Olympics. And, you know, just being that underdog kind of player who was, you know, off the grid a little bit in terms of wasn't known and fighting my way to go get a scholarship out of Ohio State and start and play every minute of my career. It's like, that's what's grown me into kind of the player and coach that and the players that I look for, that kind of untapped talent that has that potential.
Well, I think our audience will see what probably good recruiters you guys are. You're making them excited about the Western Ohio State background. So that doesn't happen often here at Central Michigan University. James, an important part is like you have probably the best recruiter in Ollie, right? You have a son, Oliver, who's, is he three, four?
Yeah, three and a half, yeah. He's around. He was my first meeting with the team. He was right there. He's been up here a few times, and he's great to lift the spirits. He wants to wear his Chip shirt to school every day, so he's a full-on Chip. And he's excited about it. My whole family is. It's, you know, and that's been one of the main, you know, pluses here has been the family atmosphere and the welcoming atmosphere of that side as well. It's been really, really cool. So, but yeah, he's loving it. He'll wear maroon and gold every day if he can.
Well, it was great to meet him, and I look forward to seeing him more and eventually meeting your boss, your wife, when we get her up here. And Kelly, you have two dogs that are your world. So tell everybody about the dogs.
Well, they're not my world, Amy, but they are my personal trainer. I will tell you that they, I have Bertie and Bear, and they're Bernese Mountain Dogs, and Bear's all of like 160 pounds. He's a big boy, but, you can throw a rock and hit my house from campus. I live right in the mix of it. And the reason why I love these two and is they get me out every single morning, and we're walking campus, and we're I'm getting to see those 8 a.m. student class, you know, the kids that have classes at 8 a.m. run into their 8 a.m.s. But no, the dogs are, the team did meet the dogs right away. There's been a lot of requests to have them at training. They're a complete distraction. No, they're kind of the, I'll say the team mascots and, you know, my personal trainer.
Well, I look forward to meeting the dogs. I know they got a nice big fence and they like the snow. So Michigan is a good fit for them, which Perfect. Is important. The families Perfect. Are all on board, Chippewa Nation. So that's what we needed everybody to know. James, your goals for this program?
Yeah, win long term. I think in the short term, make the jump to be competitive for postseason. But yeah, long term is to win. I think that's something that I pride myself on doing wherever I've been, and that's the overarching goal. And then help produce good student athletes who represent our program really, really well, and whatever they do next, whether that's in the real world, which I never made it into, or for the professional ranks, which some of our players or incoming players have aspirations to do. So yeah, helping them achieve what they want to achieve, and mirroring that with wins on the field and some championship rings would be nice.
Kelly, same for you. What are your goals for the field hockey program?
Yeah, I mean, the opportunity to compete for championships, nothing can take a championship away from you. And as a coach, to allow the opportunities for these student athletes to do that is what drives me as a coach. Ultimately, I'm obsessed with building great teams. So I want our program to be an incredible team. I want these girls to have future bridesmaids in each other, and just a tight-knit group here.
Well, I am excited to see you guys in action. I know these transitions now are crazy and a little bit later, but I know we're in good hands. I know the student athletes have been really excited. That makes me excited, right? Their world kind of runs our world. But why should our CMU fans that are listening come to watch your programs next fall? James, you want to start?
Yeah, I think come see what we're doing, what's changing. We're trying to make not only the soccer more exciting and score goals and make that something that you want to come see, but I think the goal is also to enhance the whole experience. But yeah, come support these great girls, these great players, these great people, and your support helps them achieve what we all want to achieve, which, like I said, is win games and win championships. So come see what's changing, how it's changing, and come help us do that.
Kelly, same for you. Why should CMU fans come out and support field hockey this fall?
Yeah. Absolutely. You do not need to know the sport of field hockey, but what you're going to come and watch and see is just a bunch of young women that are giving it their all. We added a new attacking presence into our program, and they're going. So they're competing at a million miles an hour. So incredible student athletes that are really driven to be the best that they can be. So you do not need to know and really truly understand what the sport of field hockey is, but it will be a very, very exciting opportunity to watch and see them play.
Well, again, I'm excited. I know the student athletes are excited, and I know CMU alumni and fans will be excited after getting to know you two a little bit better. Look forward to everybody joining us this fall, but we got a lot of work to do this spring and summer, and we're going to get back at it. So thanks for being here today.
Thanks, Amy.
Thank you, Amy.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll see you soon, and especially this fall, to support our new soccer and field hockey coaches. Fire up, Chips.